So, hey everybody, it's Tuesday at 4. I got here at Tuesday at 3:59 and a half, so plenty of time. I'm totally centered. I've done left nostril breathing and ohms and thought about Chairman Mao and all those things. So, this is Eric Mann. You're on Voices from the Front Lines, your national movement building show. And we have an interesting show today, but of course we always say that. And I told you, you're on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and streaming live on the web at kpfk.org. We also ask you to go on our website, www.voicesfromthefrontlines.com, to register so you can get our weekly update on events. And then you can download all the back shows for years and years and years. They're pretty great stuff. And then next to last is I'd like you to send me an email at eric@voicesfromthefrontlines, and you can tweet me at Eric Mann Speaks. So all those different ways of reaching us. So the Strategy Center has initiated a new campaign. It's our campaign to defeat the new sales tax plan, the fourth sales tax plan of the Los Angeles MTA, called Prop R, or we call it Prop Racism. It's a plan for free public transportation in Los Angeles that is essential to build free public transportation and to build an alternative to the automobile so that we can have virtually all of us using 24/7 free transit with zero emission vehicles. It's a campaign to end the racist stop and frisk on the trains and buses by the sheriff's department at the instigation of the MTA, for the non-existent crime of fare evasion. And we're going to argue that it's much more than discrimination. It's even much more than racism, but it truly is genocide against black people. As I'll explain to you, if you can even comprehend it, black people are 10% of the people in LA County right now, only 10%, because they're being driven out by Mayor Garcetti and others. They're 20% of the bus and train riders in Los Angeles, because so many black people are lower income that they're driven onto the trains and buses, thank goodness, in some way by poverty leads to better environmental policy. But 50 to 55% of the people being arrested on the trains, given tickets for fare evasion, are black. This isn't disproportionality. This is a true genocide. I've been using the term a lot lately. And genocide means a systematic effort by a government or a society to attack and undermine a people. Doesn't necessarily mean murder them, although they are doing that too. It also means locking up a million black people. It also means criminalizing every element of a black person's life, from the time they get up in the morning to the crossing the street, to getting on the train, to going to work or the job they don't have. It's also, so we're having a plan to get all the sheriffs off the trains, that fare collection is a job but has nothing to do with law enforcement, and there won't have to be any fare collection because there won't be any fares or free public transportation.
And now, the end is near, and so I got to face the final curtain. Friends, I'll say it clear and state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway and more.
much more than this. I did it.